This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, besides being diverted by the clowns that the American people have tolerated in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, throughout the country, we all understand that that's a mere reflection of we the people, right, and what it is that we tolerate. It's funny now that I think about that, how people will try to find good in their favorite politicians, all the while knowing that they're lying to them. And it shows you how much untruths that they walk in on a daily basis. Again, it's a mere reflection of what the American people tolerate. And the politicians are feeding the goats, and the goats are eating it up. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, all of it, friends, every last drop. And it blows me away. It reminds me, in the natural, going to the spiritual for a moment, it reminds me of what we see in the professed church. And that happens first, by the way, and then the natural happens secondly. But it reminds me of what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. It's the same thing in politics. Let me say that again. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. Again, folks, how true, how right on, that's where we're at. Nobody can dispute it. For me to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now and just tell you all of the things that are taking place in this country, it's disheartening. And, you know, again, taking responsibility, because it's my job to right the wrongs. Again, when I look at sonsoflibertymedia.com or news outlets across the United States of America today, friends, it's a mere reflection of what we tolerate. And again, let's think about what we see. Let's think about what we're being inundated with, because our sin is finding us out. We're destroying ourselves. We can't blame anybody else for what we're tolerating in this country concerning the church and the government. But when you look at what's going on in the United States of America, what do you see more than anything else, friends? The highlights of scandals in government. Highlights concerning the crimes of those that are supposed to represent we the people. For example, you have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, the sexual predators surrounding Adam Schiff continue to pile up. Again, friends, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. I wish you could, but you can't. And what's even worse than that is how the people give them a pass. Hey, let me say that again. What's even more amazing to me, friends, is how the American people give corrupt politicians a pass to continually do the things that they do, and all the while knowing the things that they do. It blows my mind. Again, when you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, FBI official under criminal investigation for altering document used to obtain Russia probe surveillance. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, this country has a lot of problems. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's like this. When I teach kids, when I do high school assemblies, or when I go into churches and I teach the adults, from the Word of God that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And I share with them, friends, that if I take a kernel of wheat and I plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? I ask young people in the country these questions. They say, well, it's going to reproduce after its own kind. Exactly. Look at the grown-ups have done with this world. It's not the kids that are doing this, friends. It's the grown-ups that have raised up these kids that are creating the problems in which we have today. And I think about all the problems that many of us have today. How many of them, let me ask you, and be honest with yourself before God, are self-inflicted? When I talk to, again, whatever venue I may go to across the country, I tell them you reap what you sow. If I sow a kernel of wheat into the ground, it's going to reproduce what? It's going to reproduce corn. A kernel of wheat, an apple seed, apple trees, orange seeds, what's it going to reproduce? Orange trees. Again, I'm not trying to talk down to anybody. I'm just reflecting right now on live radio as I open my eyes again as to what's taking place in our country. And then, again, I ask the question, how many people that are listening to me right now are into the predicaments that they're in today because of the very seeds that they themselves have sown? And then they're surprised when they're actually reaping the harvest that they themselves planted the seeds into the soil of their own hearts. It's maddening, to say the least. All the problems that we have in this country, how many of them are self-inflicted? Good question, right? Numbers 32:23 tells us that our sin is finding us out. That's exactly what's happening. And I'm sure you've heard of the two duck hunters that went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened, right? Well, what they did is they actually took, one guy took his brand new pickup, he took his little retriever, we all have these, and he took some dynamite with him. And see, what these guys were doing wrong, friends, is they went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened, but they did it anyways, all the while knowing that they were breaking the law. And what they did is they got out to the lakes and they noticed that they had a problem. All the lakes were frozen over. And as they noticed that the lakes were froze over, guess what, friends? One of them had a great idea. He'd go back to his brand new pickup and pick up a stick of dynamite, and he would throw it, light the fuse, throw it as far as he could, throw it right into the middle of the lake, blow a hole, and then he'd put all of his little decoys down so the ducks would descend and they could go ahead and shoot away at all the ducks that descended. See, but what this guy forgot was that he had a little retriever with him. He goes back to his brand new truck, picks up a stick of dynamite, lights the fuse, throws it as far as he possibly can, right into the center, friends, of the lake. Bullseye. And all of a sudden, what he failed to remember was that little dog was a retriever. That dog ran out into the middle of the lake, put the stick of dynamite in his mouth, and ran towards his, guess who, friends, his owner. And as he ran towards his owner, we all have retrievers, friends. As he ran towards his owner, guess what? The owner got scared away. He runs back to his pickup, and he gets his shotgun, and he starts to shoot at the dog in hopes that that dog would not come back to him and blow up. Well, the dog runs after him. He starts to shoot at his dog, misses his dog. The dog gets scared off and runs under the brand new pickup. With a stick of dynamite in his mouth, guess what blows up, friends? The dog, his little retriever, and the brand new truck, they were both charged, and rightfully so. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. YouTube friends, I apologize. No idea what's going on. Absolutely no idea. Of course, once it starts to swell up in numbers, all of a sudden something has to happen again. So we're having some issues with that right now. Do forgive us. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Double E, Bradley Dean, Double E. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1 as well. If you'd like to check us out on YouTube, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. Check it out, friends. Give us a call if you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to say real quick that we were just talking about during the first segment that there's so many people and there's so many issues that we have in this country that the people that have the issues and problems, I just merely ask the question, if we look in the mirror, I sincerely want to know, are they self-inflicted? I just gave you the analogy of the two duck hunters that went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. One of them brought out a brand new pickup, and he brought his little retriever. He brought his sticks of dynamite, his little decoys, gets out into the lake where he wants to go duck hunting, finds out all the lakes are frozen over. That's an issue. So he had a great idea. He'd go back to his pickup and pick up a stick of dynamite, light the fuse, and throw it as far as he could right into the middle of the lake to blow a hole so he could put down the decoys. And when the ducks descend, he can go ahead and shoot away and have a heyday shooting at them. That's interesting. See, but what he forgot, and like what most forget, is when they sow the seed, they're going to reap the harvest, just like this guy did. See, what his little retriever did is he went back out into the middle of the lake after he lit the fuse on the stick of dynamite, and he put the stick of dynamite in his mouth, and he began to run back to his owner. And again, we all have these retrievers. And what's interesting is as he began to run back to his owner gets freaked out. And guess what his owner does? He runs back to the brand new pickup grabs his shotgun and starts to shoot at the dog in hopes of diverting him away from himself, because he knew that if that dog came up to him, they were both going to die. And the dog got scared away. Guess where the dog ran, friends? Guess where that little retriever ran? Under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up, friends? His retriever and his brand new truck. Both those men that went out duck hunting season 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened were both charged criminally. And so it is with us. We reap what we sow. And again, I'm just laying to your candor all the problems that we have in this country. Hey, folks, every single time we go online and we see resources, mainly media resources, easily 90% of it is scandals that those that we tolerate, I'm sorry, those that you tolerate in this country have put up with concerning their scandals and their crimes. And again, let me remind you, many of these people have been there for 20 and 30 and 40 years, up to 40 years. And they have been busted in scandals, multiple scandals, and they're still there. But as long as the people are entertained by the clowns in the circus of politics, do keep in mind those are the seeds that you're allowing them to sow. And you better understand that as a nation, we are going to reap a harvest together. You do need to understand that. And if people read the Word of God, it shows you in Scripture clearly, we're not to put up with that in any sense of the word. Because in this country, by the way, in every country, every man and woman on this planet, folks, are under the governance of God. Okay? But in this country, friends, it's not like they can just get away with it and it's okay that they do the things that they do. No, it's not. Because when we go to Scripture, friends, we can clearly see that it's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. Matter of fact, I'm going over to Deuteronomy 4, verse 6 right now. I want you to listen carefully, friends. It tells us, keep therefore and do them. Keep therefore and do what? Statutes and judgments of the Lord, even as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. To drive out previous occupants to possess in their place is what possess means. He said, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's what we've lost in this country. And I want you to keep in mind, too, friends, I know many people have been deluded. I know many people have fallen to the delusion that this administration is godly and upright because of the false prophets and the conservatives that don't know their left hand from their right hand. That's why we call them yesterday's liberals. I understand, but that doesn't excuse you from your responsibility, okay? I want you to also keep in mind that what we're seeing today is a full exhibition of crime on a major scale in this country like we have never seen before. And that good guy that everybody's got their eye on, everybody in this country, for the most part that I know, they're trying to figure out what makes him good if he doesn't keep his promises when he said he would bring a prosecutor to deal with those that are committing crimes in our country. I'm not talking about Syria. I'm not talking about Iran or Iraq. I'm not talking about what's going on in Korea, friends. All contrived wars. You know, many of these wars, by the way, P.S., this is a posted script. Many of these countries that they demonize, friends, and they want to create a war in your mind that we need to get rid of these third world dictators, you need to keep in mind they are opposition to the New World Order. These countries, in many cases, are not willing to bow to America's New World Order that Bush called for over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Just for the record, that's a side note, okay? But isn't it interesting, again, how our government can put into your minds to go topple some foreign country because they have a madman in office. But what you fail to see is that judgment begins in the house of God. What you fail to see is the good guys fail to actually judge within the way Scripture tells us to do so, accordingly in making reference to God's moral law. Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments. Where is that judgment that guards our liberty, right? I'm going to keep saying that until it drops into your heart. Because again, scripture tells us in Proverbs 20, verse 8, that when a king, and we have no title of nobility in this country, read Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution, we have a representative government. We do not have leaders. We have representatives that serve we the people who are the government. Once again, just a reminder, and they are failing to do what they promised to do concerning upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution against crime. Why? Because they're protecting their own. Justice guards our liberties, and justice is the very thing destroying our country today. And justice doesn't start with them until justice starts with us, and that's called repentance before God. And that's seeking the face of God, that He would bestow His mercy upon us and break our hearts, our hard hearts, friends. See, because it's better for us to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon us and grind us to power. That falls to judgment all the way around. And I want to say this, and I want to say this line upon line, precept upon precept. Friends, you need to understand that if you don't live for the blood, you're going to be condemned by the blood. You don't live in the natural for what your veterans fought, bled, and died a dying fighting against, I'll tell you what, it's going to infiltrate your country, and it's going to be the very thing that destroys your country. And that's exactly what's happening in the spiritual first. Okay? And how many people that call themselves Christians in this country that are unwilling to take a look at the Word of God that exposes the goodness of this administration that fails to keep the promises that were promised to the American people concerning judgment and justice, which again guards our liberty. Nope. This whole impeachment scandal, friends, this whole phony impeachment process, this is an assailing not against your president, but against you, the people. They want to show you that you have no power within yourself to stand up against their tyranny. That's what this is about. Okay? But someone's got to get in there and actually teach this guy that everybody is led to believe is the good guy, actually what a commander-in-chief is supposed to do concerning those that are violating that law. The purpose of government is to maintain order. It's to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. It's to restrain men from sin. We're seeing none of that. We're seeing the exact opposite of that. So, speaking of all those problems that people are having in this country, you know, it's interesting. Let me take it a different way. Same topic, but a different way. Isn't it interesting how on the other side of this sword, we have problems? And a lot of the problems that we have aren't really problems. And I'm talking to the righteous right now. We complain about the little things. Isn't it interesting how when the littlest of things go out of order, they bother us to no end, and we actually think that we have problems? And the problems that we have in America aren't really problems that we see other people have in third world countries. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 9 witnesses appearing on Capitol Hill this week to testify before the House Intelligence Committee amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Speaking to reporters at the White House on Friday, President Trump was responding to a question as to whether the whistleblower should be fired.
What whistleblower? I don't think there is. I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said.
A former Boston College student pleaded not guilty on Friday in her first court appearance on charges she encouraged her boyfriend to take his own life in what prosecutors described as a toxic, abusive relationship. The woman pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and was voluntarily returned to the U.S. from South Korea, where she's been since the charges were announced. The woman did post $5,000 bail and was released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Got some real strange stuff going on over here, I can tell you that, as far as online connection stuff. And interesting, we had no issues with it whatsoever until we went live. As usual, that's usually when it happens. Again, you want to understand warfare, jump in the ministry over here for a minute, and you will understand it real quick. I want to get back to this because I'm just kind of shooting from the hip and just my thoughts. And when I was looking at the Sons of Liberty media this morning, and I see in the news again, it's just like, oh my gosh, here it is again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, every day of our lives, man. We wake up and we see more scandals coming from those that are supposed to represent us, and then we find the media covering for those scandals. See, you know, and I've shared this before, but it's so true. You know, the conspiracy theorist friends, you know, theorist was added by the CIA-controlled media that has been found over and over and over again giving cover to, in fact, those that are conspiring. And they want to demonize anybody else that would call them out for their conspiracy. That's just what's going on. But my goodness, friends, I'm just looking at this, and it's like everywhere. Media blackout, another U.S.-backed coup attempt fails in Venezuela during this whole charade with this phony impeachment process, friends. And the assailment, friends, the violations against the citizens by those that are to serve we the people are just unprecedented, second to none. I mean, listen to this, friends. This is craziness. Devin Nunes takes aim at Barack for his role in Russia hoax. Well, how come Donald Trump hasn't prosecuted Barack Hussein Obama, the worst president in history? Oh, that's right. because after he won the presidency like that of Hillary Clinton, he told the American people 41 seconds into his presidential victory speech that the American people owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude. They owed her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. You can't make this up. Remember when he met Barack Hussein Obama? Remember what he said to the cameras? First class. First class. Gosh, friends, you deserve what you get. This is why we have the problems, because this is what you put up with. Not me. I'm not putting up with this, friends. The connection between Epstein and impeachment and the Clintons. Again, the Clintons are free to do whatever they want to do. Man, they're good people, said Donald Trump. I mean, it's just very disheartening. Hey, folks, this isn't gloom and doom. This is your reality check. This all stops when you say it stops. But apparently Americans haven't had enough of it yet. I was talking about the problems. They're self-inflicted in this country in so many different ways. And then on the other side of that sword, there's people that have problems that think they're problems, but in fact they're really not problems if you put them in comparison to people that really have non-self-inflicted issues. For example, you know, your electricity goes out for 15 minutes. You whine about it and you cry about it because you just expect it. You just take advantage of the goodness that you have in your life. Or the water. It goes from hot to cold. You ran out of hot water. You sit there and whine and gripe about it, right? This is the other side of the sword, friends, saying the same thing a different way. Or just the littlest things. You drop something. It's like, okay, it couldn't have dropped over here. It had to drop over there. You know what I'm talking about. This is the human plight, right? And then all of a sudden, let's say, for example, you look at pictures of a third world country where people have real non-self-inflicted problems. They don't have any food. They don't have any water. Their homes are boxes like that in India. I could go across the globe in so many different ways. I mean, those are real problems. Or how about, let's take it back to America again. You think you have problems, and then all of a sudden you're driving down the street and you see somebody that doesn't have any arms, or they have no legs, and they have a big smile on their face. And it totally convicts you. And all of a sudden, the proper response, by the way, from a righteous heart that the Lord has birthed his love in, Romans 5:5, it says, okay, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I don't have any problems. Or what you do is you see one of those little pictures of those kids with cancer. That bothers me more than anything. Or you see a little kid that's a quadriplegic. I can't stand it. It bothers me. And when you look at that, you all of a sudden start to count your blessings. It puts everything in a different light, doesn't it? It really does. Because if we're well-abled and our bodies are fit for the battle that's in front of us, we have no excuses as to complain or murmur about the things that we have in our life. You know what? We should get to the point where we just completely run out of complaining and murmuring in life, and we just take the plow, we don't look back, and we keep going forward, pressing into the kingdom of heaven, Philippians 3. But let me give you this analogy, because I think it's pretty cool, and this was on my heart for the radio show today. This is a prayer, okay? Father, I have a problem. It's weighing heavy on me, and it's all I can think about night and day. But before I bring it to you in prayer, I suppose I should pray for those who are less fortunate than me. Those in the world who have hardly enough food for this day, and those who don't have a roof over their heads at night. I also pray for families who have lost loved ones in sudden death, for parents whose children have leukemia, for the many people who are dying of brain tumors, for the hundreds of thousands, who are dying of brain tumors. For the hundreds of thousands who are laid waste with their other terrible cancers. For people whose bodies have been suddenly shattered in car wrecks. For those who are lying in hospitals with agonizing burns over their bodies. Whose faces have been burned beyond recognition. I pray for people with emphysema whose eyes fill with terror as they struggle for every breath merely to live, like that of my mom's. For those who are tormented beyond words by irrational fears, for the elderly who are racked with the pains of aging, whose only escape is death. I pray for people who are watching their loved ones fade before their eyes through the grief of Alzheimer's and that disease. For the many thousands who are suffering the agonies of AIDS, for those who are in such despair that they are about to commit suicide. Keep in mind, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. For people who are tormented by the demons of drinking and drugs. I pray for children who have been abandoned by their parents, for those who are sexually abused. Oh, not a good place to put yourself for those abusers. For wives held in quiet despair, beaten and abused by cruel and drunken husbands. For people whose minds have been destroyed by mental disorders. For those who have lost everything in floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. I pray for the blind who never see the faces of the ones they love or the beauty of a sunrise. For those bodies are horribly deformed by painful arthritis. For the many whose lives will be taken from them today by murderers. And for those wasting away on their deathbeds in hospitals. Oh, folks, we have a lot of problems. Those are non-self-inflicted for the most case. But most of all, I cry out for the millions who don't know the forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ. For those who in a moment of time will be swept into hell by the cold hand of death and find to their utter horror the unspeakable vengeance of eternal fire. They will be eternally damned to everlasting punishment. Oh God, I pray for them now in Jesus' name. Now, for my problem and the problems that I thought I had, strange. I can't seem to remember what it was. In Jesus' name, amen. Is that message not applicable to every one of us? Absolutely it is. I think we do in this country, I think we continuously, and we're taught to do so, we're taught to magnify the problem and we're to make the molehill into a mountain so we can't overcome. And I think in many cases, it's not that we can't overcome, it's that we don't want to overcome. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, they overcome because they're born of the Spirit of God. When they see a mountain, they look at it as an opportunity to conquer it. They don't look at that mountain as an excuse as to why they can't conquer it or an easier way so they can walk around and get to the other side. No, when I look at King David and I look at Elijah and I look at Abraham and Jacob and Isaac, folks, and I look at Samson and I look at Gideon and I look at the patriarchs that were born of the Spirit of God and how they were set for war and how they had confidence in war, no matter how many were encamped around them. Live radio. I am thinking of Psalm 27 right now, King David. And I want to highlight what he said so you can hear for yourself as to the spirit that was in him that is in Christians today that continuously give the same message that I'm giving to you now. Yeah, we have problems. Yeah, but real Christians have repented for their self-inflicted problems. Yep, we have problems, but our problems are now to look at the mountain and overcome that mountain, to establish judgment, to put a light to the nations that we're not going to tolerate it. That's real Christianity. The Bible tells us in the New Testament to send victory unto judgment. I'm sorry, judgment unto victory. Listen to what King David said in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat me up as eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. He said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. What? Confident in what? That the battle belongs to the Lord. But we have to start climbing up that mountain. We have to get up on top of that mountain. And by the power of the God, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, he's going to give us the victory. Because again, he's the one that says he looks to and fro, back and forth upon the earth, friends, looking for those who he can make himself strong on their behalf. To do what? The impossible. Friends, let's get on top of this because we can do this. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I have two computers in front of me, and in the process of doing that, I just got, because I'm thinking on three different channels. I'm thinking three different levels down three different channels of things that I need to dump. If I had four computers here, that's what I would need. But right when I finished the last segment, just instantly, here it comes. Okay, face the issues upon repentance, friends. Now let's go out there and right the wrongs. We're called to be repairers of the breach, right? Well, let's do that. The way we do that is we look at the problems. If you're looking for the will of God, friends, I'll tell you what, it's not hard to find. Just step outside your front door. Turn your computer on. The will of God is to deal with the unjust, friends, in keeping his commandments, to establish that judgment. So again, our posterity will know righteousness and peace. It's a message that's reoccurring, but it's a message that is filled throughout the Word of God over and over and over again. It truly is. Let's just go back to the last segment. And I was thinking about, you know, we have problems. Yep. Okay, but upon repentance, it's not about us anymore, because to he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will find it, right? Well, let's turn around. What does an empowered man of God do? Well, let's just look to Elijah for a moment. This is what dropped into my heart. Well, you have the world working against the message of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right? Just like that of the lone prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 18. You all remember when he was out and about and There's all these prophets that were killed off by Jezebel. Ahab was looking for that lone prophet named Elijah. You know, the Bible tells us, and Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. That was a famine that the Lord called forth, by the way. Upon the words that Elijah spoke. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. He didn't run. He went right to the corrupt king. He ran right to him. And the Bible says when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. Okay, cool. But keep in mind, friends, when Elijah went out to meet Ahab, the Bible says in 1 Kings 18, and as he met him, the first thing that the corrupt king, speaking to the world, working against righteousness, the kingdom of God, which, by the way, the gates of hell shall not prevail against, that's the revelation that the Holy Ghost bestows upon the church, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. It's interesting to note that when Elijah seen him, what's the first thing Ahab said to him? He called him the troubler. He said, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" And he said, "I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord." This is the spiritual warfare every Christian goes up against, without a shadow of a doubt. That's why you have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. That's why we have that in Ephesians 6. Okay, it's a warfare. Right, remember, how many times did Paul call them fellow soldiers? Why is Jesus called the captain of our salvation in the book of Hebrews? So on and so forth, right? But the corrupt king looked at him and said, "Are he that troubleth Israel?" This is the corrupt spirit of the world. This is the corrupt spirit of the world that works through the media and corrupt politicians and corruption in the church. Same spirit. Okay? They're enemies of the cross of Christ. But here's Elijah, and here's the corrupt king. And notice the first thing Ahab said to him, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" And what did that righteous man of God say? And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord." Did Elijah sit there and feel sorry for himself? Was Elijah entangled with the affairs of this life? Like the Bible tells us that we're not to be entangled into, by the way. We're not to be entangled with the affairs of this life. We're to be set for the purposes and the will of God. Okay? A lot of the stuff that we have in our life is self-inflicted. A lot of the burdens that we carry, we put them on ourselves. Jesus said, "I am lowly, I am meek." Right? Matthew 11:28 starts right there. Read it. But listen to this. "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have." You're corrupt. You've turned against the Lord. And you have followed Balaam. You've created a god to suit your own sin, corrupt king. What did Elijah say to him? First of all, did he run away from Ahab in fear of Ahab? Nope, he ran to Ahab. Right? And notice what Elijah did in verse 19, 1 Kings 18. "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel." There's going to be a challenge and the Lord's calling for it. Okay, it's where the Kairos meets the Kronos moments, where God meets man. And the prophets of Baal are 450 and the prophets of the grove are 400. So you got 850 false prophets, which all eat at Jezebel's table. There you go. And one lone man of God. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, listen to me, America, listen. Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him in him alone. But if it be Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him, "Not a word." Okay, it's just another preacher. His words are just falling down to the ground. No, wait a second. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Don't forget the ones that were of the grove as well, friends, which were another 400. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, okay, for sacrifice, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. and you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. But by the way, notice it was Elijah saying this. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, the false gods that they have chosen, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. Okay? Then they go on, and it came to pass, 1 Kings 18:27, and it came to pass that noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking or he's pursuing, because he wasn't answering, friends. Or he's on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after the manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. Self-sacrifice, friends. It's exactly what you see concerning the wicked today. Elijah said unto the people, he said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name, God's fighter. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Folks, what he's doing is he's creating the impossibility. See, man's inability to make something happen in the natural, okay? Our extremity is God's opportunity, and Elijah knew this. I got to hurry up. And it came to pass at that time of the offering of the Lord, the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in America, in Israel, and that I'm thy servant, and that I have done all these things that at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again, just like that of John the Baptist. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. How do you get rid of the false prophets, friends? How do you get rid of corruption within the church and within government? Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to Brook Kishon, and he slew them there. Am I telling you to go kill anybody? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that's how Elijah dealt with them. He brought forth judgment. We have a system of law in this country, and we desire reformation, not a revolution, for the record. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Just think about this. It was Elijah taking it to the enemy's land, even going to the face of the king like that of Moses, and commanded him. And judgment fell, friends. And what happened? The corrupt were dealt with. And the Bible says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. At the word of Elijah, what did the Lord do? He bore witness. And friends, if you look at a man like Elijah and so many others, friends, they looked at the face of the enemy. They didn't think about their self-inflicted problems any longer, because they rid themselves of it. Now they were set for the will of God, and the will of God was to lead them to the face of the enemy to bring about the enforcement of that law, to establish judgment, to put a light within the nation. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.